Yeah, welcome to the Netzpolitik podcast. My name is Markus Beckedahl and my guest today is Mood from 4chan. Hi.
Hi.
What is 4chan?
It is an image board website. It's a community based off of a Japanese one called Futaba Channel. And essentially it's just a place where people can post images and text relating to different topics that we have boards for.
And what's so special about 4chan? What's the difference to photo communities, for example, like Flickr? Or
well, I think most of those are kind of a one-way, meaning people are uploading images they've shot to share with others. And you can comment, but the difference is on 4chan, when you start a thread with an image, it's more discussion-based. And also the community that's developed is centered around this anonymous culture. On 4chan, there's no sort of registration. It's an opt-in kind of pseudo-registration. You can provide a name and an email address, but otherwise there's no sort of username and password and whatnot that follows you around the website. And so people have taken to using this kind of no-barrier-to-entry type of kind of forum system where they can just jump in and immediately start contributing to the conversation.
And what's the history?
It started back in 2003, October 1st, and originally it was just one single image board, and I modeled it after 2chan.net, Futaba Channel's B board, which is a 2D CG kind of board. And what fascinated me about it was how quickly it moved and kind of how random the content was. So our first board was this random board, and it's been around ever since, and it's driven a lot of traffic to the website because it's a type of anything goes, no rules within reason, very little moderation on it type board. And since then we've seen whenever we see demand for a particular kind of interest, like say anime or video games or origami, we've created other boards where they can take those images and post them in their own little sub-community. And so now we have, I believe, 42 different image boards pertaining to all sorts of different topics. And we, in addition to that, we have an upload board for flash files. We have oikaki boards, which are drawing boards. We're using a Java draw applet. And we also have text boards as well that are modeled after Nichanaru, which is 2ch.net, another very, very large Japanese community.
And in your Wikipedia entry, 4chan is named as one of the top websites worldwide, according to Alexa. How many people visit your site?
Monthly, it's about 3 million from across, from around the world. The largest contingent there is United States-based traffic, or North America, Canada as well. But we also are surprisingly popular in, European Union countries. I believe the second largest is Germany, actually. And we can actually look that up online in a minute. And also, United Kingdom, Australia, other countries.
Mm-hmm. Moving down.
Advertise.
Okay, what's the motivation for the people to post something?
There is none, I guess. I think on the B random board, because the conversation is moving so quickly, people are interested in that. On a lot of other forums that move more slowly, you kind of check a few times a day, and because people are only contributing a post or two a day, there are only say 100 new posts on any particular sub forum every 24 hours. But on 4chan, the B random board receives upwards of, I believe it's now at somewhere around 150,000 posts per day. And so, the conversation is moving very quickly, and you can just sit there and hit your, force refresh key and receive a new slate of new material literally every second. And so I think that's very attractive to people who want to kill 10, 15 minutes at their computer, and they don't want to exhaust all that a forum has to offer in the in that time. They want to be able to keep seeing new stuff over and over and over.
And how long do you store the images?
It really depends on the board. On the fastest board, the B-Random board, they only last a matter of hours. But on some of the slower boards, like right now we're looking at the photography board, tend to last a few days. Each board has a page limit, and that page limit tends to be 11 pages, and so there are only 10 threads allowed on a page, and so there are a maximum of 110 threads that can exist on the average board at any given time. And so, you know, when the newest thread is posted, the oldest one is bumped off. We've implemented a slightly different way of pruning on the WorkSafe boards, and that is, it's popularity based. And so the oldest a thread that's received no replies in the longest time is bumped off first, and so that's to promote longer term discussion around popular threads instead of penalizing threads just because of how old they are.
Okay, when I click here, when I click directly on an image, I don't see the commentaries. Is there a kind of permanent link to the discussion, or?
If you hit the reply box, yeah, it's not the most intuitive system, because we did copy it from Futaba channel, and their system is kind of reminiscent of a website you would have seen in, say, 1995, that the layout of the HTML. And so, yeah, the functionality is there. It's just a little cryptic sometimes. But when you hit the reply link, you don't see it alongside the image. It's not inline, but it'll take you to the thread view, which will show you all of the responses.
Okay. And I press reload and...
Well, see, that's a slow board. So,
okay. So if
you look at the anime board, that moves pretty quickly. The second and third most popular boards, I would say, would be the anime and video boards. And... Right, as we're seeing right now,
every second
when you're refreshing, every second, every other second, we're seeing a new response being made.
Okay, oh, that's cool. In Wikipedia, there are several internet memes, according to Wikipedia, you or your community created several internet memes like the lolcats. What are lolcats?
Well, the lolcats are just pictures of cute cats with text superimposed on the image, and with in lol speak, which is broken English, basically. And that phenomena started on 4chan as Catterday. And Catterday was on Saturdays, people would post pictures of cats in such a frequency that people turned Saturday into Catterday. And it became a themed day, basically, where on Saturday you could expect people to post for the 24 hours, just threads and threads and threads, hundreds of pictures of cats. And at some point, a few years ago, people started putting text on those images and making image macros out of them. And then that caught on, and two people in Hawaii decided to make a blog compiling these images, and that blew up and got passed around, and that's how the lolcats craze was started. And the other big one is Rickroll, which is just linking somebody, saying you're going to link somebody to say, sports pictures, and then you link them to a link to a YouTube video of Rick Astley performing Never Gonna Give You Up. That's all there is to it. It's just a trick. And that craze blew up really in the past few months. It's been around for about a year or a little longer. And even on April 1st, on YouTube.com, their April Fool's joke was all of the featured videos on YouTube.com, at least the United States version of the site. If you clicked on any of the featured videos, it would take you to YouTube's version of Rickroll, which was the video. It's just they created a new account and a new video page for it. So that's how popular that video got. So popular that YouTube, themselves Rickrolled their users. So that was pretty interesting.
community like this with an anonymous possibility of posting, does it create content which may be, which may harm other interests, for example, copyright or use protection, for example? Do you have any problems with
this? We do sometimes. And the 4chan community, originally the anonymous community that this method of posting encouraged, was, I think that people, when they started using the website almost now 5 years ago, were really interested in contributing to a place where there was no user registration, because, you know, in America, we're used to using forums based on PHP bulletin board and vBulletin board, you know, both of which mandate you register for an account, and that's your identity. And so on forums like that, you'll have certain users who become prolific, and people will bandwagon basically around their comments, and they'll promote what they're saying just because of who they are and not what they're actually saying. And similar to that, on different boards like General Mayhem, it's a really big thing to tout your user ID. You know, the lower the number, the older, longer ago you registered, and that's, you know, that seniority is very important in determining what people think about what you're posting. And on Something Awful, it's based on, you know, your reg date. Every year, you know, people make up kind of a derogatory, playful name about, you know, the kind of like 2008, you know, newbies. And so if you registered in 2000 and you post, your post is automatically weighted by others kind of subconsciously because you've been around for longer. And so when people found 4chan, a place where they didn't have the user ID, you know, a registration date and a name, I think they flocked to it because it was a place where they could contribute and have what they were commenting. That was what people were judging them by. But there came a point in time where people started to realize, okay, anonymity is great for that, but also whatever I say or do can't really be tied back to my identity, and so I can use it to kind of harm others or to mess with people. And a few years ago, it became very popular to start invading other websites and kind of rallying people together to go mess with MySpace pages, and another, a popular one was Habbo Hotel, which spawned a meme called Pools Closed, where people would dress up as men with afros and suits, and they would block the pool in Habbo Hotel, which you can't pass people in that game, and so they would deny people access to the pool, and they would just all chant Pools Closed, and they would dance while they were doing it, because you can dance in the game. And so that stuff is harmless and you know, juvenile, but, you know, humorous. But again, at some point, people started to realize, you know, what they started to hide behind the shield of anonymity in order to kind of promote bad behavior. And that's when we saw the invasion start to take off in this kind of subculture of anonymous, of the lols anonymous started to take over, where you've seen people, like on the Wikipedia page, there have been some threats posted to 4chan that have been picked up to the media, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia has also written that you've been blocked in UK. Why?
At one point, we were blocked in the UK because the Internet Watch Foundation, which maintains a list of websites that they say distribute child pornography, we were added to that list. And, you know, we weren't notified of that, but apparently we were. And the IWF sends out complaints to sites like Google and to ISPs like BT and I think NTEL, right? And these companies comply with this list. You know, they just look at it, they say okay, and they say we were blocked by, you know, British Telecom, NTEL. We were also blocked by, I mean, it wasn't only UK, it was also Australia. And so their users were denied access. We were essentially censored in these, you know, BT controls a large user base in, you know, broadband base in UK. So we were taken away from hundreds of thousands of users at that time. And we contacted, you know, the Internet Watch Foundation, and we were removed from that list because they weren't able to actually provide proof or, you know, tell us what specifically they had seen or when they, you know, it was kind of unfounded. But an issue we do have with 4chan in general is just, yeah, when people decide to break the law and upload whatever it is they want to, or comment whatever it is they want to, you know, because there is really no barrier to entry with 4chan, you know, anybody can, you know, click the browse button and browse to an image that breaks the law in some way, or make a statement or link to something that breaks the law, and there's no way for us to prevent that showing up on the website. Instead, we need to remain very vigilant and proactive in moderating that content off of the website as soon as possible, and that's what we do. If somebody does break the rules or the law, we try to have that content removed within, you know, seconds to minutes, and so that we in no way promote the breaking of, you know, any laws. And so in the since that time, we've been able to remain in the clear.
The most well-known thing coming from your community is the Anonymous versus Scientology, which was recently in the press. What is the story about?
Well, Anonymous as a... The idea of Anonymous has existed for a very long time on 4chan and also other image boards. The Anonymous culture we see in the U.S., in my mind, did start with 4chan because it was the first real United States English language image board, and also the by far the largest. And so this Anonymous kind of culture started with 4chan, spread to other image boards, and it kind of... There was an event in February, I believe, where there was a video of Tom Cruise that was posted, you know, a Scientology promotion video that was posted to a number of video websites, and Scientology issued takedowns to these websites, and people on the internet were pretty ticked off about that. And the communities on all these image boards kind of simultaneously had this awakening, this revelation that, you know, this is wrong, this is evil, and they all got together and decided to do something about it. But what was really interesting is that, you know, even though, again, this Anonymous culture, in my mind, you know, was very well founded in 4chan and image boards in general, it kind of became its own thing. Anonymous as a group was formed and has since moved off of. It's not just doesn't draw as heavily on that their roots anymore. They've started their own communities, their own, you know, IRC, their own wikis, and they've organized that way. That conversation has moved from 4chan. But, you know, it's really interesting what they've been able to do, and how, again, it kind of happened. It was overnight. Nobody really provided this direction. It was just people got together overnight and decided to protest. And since then, and I think after the first protest, when they saw, you know, that there were a lot of like-minded individuals around them that are willing to show up and do this sort of thing, it really took off after that, especially because they've been able to organize monthly protests ever since. And that's been pretty interesting to watch, kind of from a impartial standpoint.
Is it really a political motivation behind it, or is it just like ranting on Scientology?
I think it's a bit of both. I think it definitely started kind of as a troll. People said, you know, it's really a mix, and I think that's one of the biggest issues with the movement, is that you've got some people there who are very dedicated to, you know, they're in their eyes dismantling Scientology, what they see as an evil organization, but you've got other people there who are trolls, just as they exist on the internet. They just want to get out, run around, you know, playing Rick Astley, parading around different internet memes in person, you know, yelling, "I like Mudkips," you know, just all sorts of memes, and just being kind of fools for a few hours, because that's, you know, that's fun. And so the issue with it, you know, a group that is anonymous, is it's very hard to separate those who are genuinely interested in the cause and those who aren't, those who are just there to, you know, play around for a few hours. And I worry that, you know, eventually that's going to hold that movement back, or that they're kind of never really amount to anything past just showing up and being silly for a few hours and getting press for it, but never really leading to any sort of long-term change. Because if you've always got people kind of holding you back and you can't isolate those people, then, you know, that's going to be a problem. I'm not sure I answered your question, though.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, you mentioned trolls. How many trolls are there?
Oh, right. Well, just to go back and answer that, just I think the movement started out primarily as kind of a silly troll, and but since then it is definitely when people showed up the first time and discovered that, oh wow, this could work. Since then, it's definitely accelerated towards becoming more of a proactive movement, and it's really definitely kind of shed the original trollishness of the first time, and it's moved on from that. But I do think that they are going to have an issue with kind of keeping it moving forward and not falling back on itself. But and trolls on 4chan, if that's what you're asking, yeah, we've got a lot of them. You know, because it is a community where, you know, it is anonymous, it is hard for people, you know, in a community like, say, okay, something awful, you've got, you know, user XYZ, and if XYZ's post history is that of just being a troll, then they're going to be banned, or people are going to see what they're saying, know who they are, and just dismiss it. But with 4chan, you know, you don't have that, and any, you know, and because of you've got that, you know, no barrier to entry, it's very easy to troll 4chan. But the thing we do have going for us is because the post rate is so high, it kind of gets drowned out very quickly. And so unless you're really good at it, or you just keep doing it over and over and over again, the message is kind of lost very quickly.
Okay, and that's your experiences with trolls, or what your recommendation for other platforms, if you have trolls, have a heavy posting frequency, or what did you learn out of managing trolls for about 5 years?
Well, first of all, I mean, it really depends what your community is trying to, or what you're trying to do with your community. If you're trying to be this productive community with, you know, kind of no humor and whatnot, you're going to have difficulties because people are going to be there, and there's just always going to be somebody that's going to try to mess that up. And I do believe in a sort of kind of internet broken window theory, in that if you keep things kind of clean and nice, people might be think twice about disturbing the calm. But on the other hand, you'll have people who will go, oh wow, you know, I want to mess this up because it is so perfect, it is so pristine. And it's definitely pretty tricky. One thing I think helps is if you kind of have a retard bin of sorts, you know, this place where, and that's not meant to be offensive, but a place where you can kind of corral the trolls. And we have that with the Be Random board, where it's this, you know, everything goes board. Every other board we have, anime and video games, you're supposed to be talking about anime and video games, but the Be Random board is just anything goes. And so the trolls kind of congregate there and, for the most part, don't stray outside of it and mess things up elsewhere. And a number of other communities kind of have that too. Like Something Awful has the FYAD FYAD board, which is in anything goes, and it kind of keeps that childish discussion outside of the productive image boards, or not image boards, the productive forums. And General Mayhem has Kitty Corral, which is where a place where banned users are sent, and they can still post. They can only post in this one forum though, and they just can be silly there. And so I think a number of communities have kind of added that anything goes play as a place to isolate trolls and just also topics that don't really fit in with the other categories that they have. And so it's an easy thing to do because you just have to provide it and you don't have to moderate it that much, because otherwise, you know, really one of your only other options is moderation, and that can just be a huge investment depending on the size of your community. You know, a community of 4chan size with 3 million users, upwards of 300,000 posts per day, is extremely hard to moderate. And so we would need, you know, thousands of moderators to personally oversee each post that's being made and you know, look over it and judge its content and decide should it be allowed or should it not. And so that's just not feasible in our case. And so providing either incentives or a means for people who are going to kind of contribute in a negative way, you know, and troll, I think is more worthwhile than just recruiting a bunch of moderators to go over things by hand.
Okay. Do you have any further plans for the website?
Well, we've wanted to offer, you know, some functionality that we haven't. One is that we've wanted to provide a archive for a very long time, which is tricky because, again, there's so many posts and so many images that it would take a lot of resources to provide that. And I'm not... I think it'd be neat to offer, but it's not a critical feature addition. Otherwise, I think it's just more about, you know, keeping the community running smoothly as it is now and, you know, growing where we see demand. If people want an additional topic that we don't offer, then we can address that and add another board and, you know, grow out the community. And I don't think we'll stray outside of what we're doing now, which is really just the primarily image boards, but also some text boards, you know, because 4chan is just really an anonymous image board website, and so we're not going to do anything crazy and become, you know, something we aren't, you know, a video website, or, you know, we're not going to put up PHP bulletin board anytime soon because it's just not who we are. Another neat thing would be a wiki for a place for people to catalog memes and whatnot. But see, where we haven't provided these services, others have. You know, Encyclopedia Dramatica exists as a kind of chronicle, their own separate community, but also kind of chronicle image-borne memes, and there is a unofficial 4chan archive out there. And so what you know, and also image boards we don't offer, you know, say we're not offering a topic, you can definitely find it elsewhere now because there are hundreds, if not thousands, of also other image boards out there. It's just that 4chan is by and large it's still the biggest English-speaking one.
Okay, yeah, then thank you for the overview and the interview, and yeah, have fun, and yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.